In the coming weeks, we'll be hearing from community members going above and beyond. Manham CFS volunteer Barry Burdett has been named this year's Mid-Murray Council Citizen of the Year for his extraordinary 48 years of service, along with volunteer work with Blaze Aid and the Lions Club of Manham, just to name a few. He joins me on the line now. Welcome, Barry, and congratulations.
Thank you.
What does it mean to you to receive a recognition from the council?
Oh, that's a tough one. I don't look for it. It's nice. Just how I live my life, I suppose, and you do what you got to do.
Yeah. So what motivates you to volunteer for all of these organisations?
I think I can blame my 99-year-old mother for that. Mum stopped volunteering out at Caroonda when we put in the retirement home in Manham when she was 98. So other than that, she was still a volunteer. So.
Wow.
So it's been bred in the family since we were kids. Mum and Dad just worked on every committee there was and helped people, and it's just a way of life. And I think we're put on this earth to help one another, and that's what my wife and I try to do. So,
A genuine contribution.
Some things you do, you have to do, but I do it because I want to do it, and I just feel there's a need.
You've worked on quite a few community grassroots sort of projects over the years, like the Herman Gas Reserve walkway and creating a garden for Aminya Village Hostel and things like that. Any highlights?
Probably the Aminya Garden is an ongoing highlight. The Lions Club and some garden group members just regularly maintain that. That's at no charge to Aminya. It's just a service that Lions do, and I sort of keep up with that. The wild walk down on the gas reserve, that was different, and that's created a lot of interest. Probably one of the biggest achievements that I see is the helipad at the Manham Hospital. I'm part of the Health Advisory Council, and we sort of did the impossible and got that up and running. And that was one achievement that I can look back and say, well, right, I was part of that, and it's been a real blessing for the community.
Oh, I bet it saved quite a few lives having that resource.
Oh, it's been very good, yes.
And you're quite a keen gardener, aren't you?
I'm the one that does the work. My wife's the gardener.
Oh, okay.
I do the digging or the fixing and putting in the pipes and digging out shrubs that don't want to be there anymore. But I don't have a green thumb like my wife. We live in an oasis here, which is pretty special. So I'm the muscles behind it.
Oh, I see. The perfect combo.
I suppose.
How long have you been with your wife?
50 years.
Oh, wow. Any tips? I've been with my partner for 11 years. Keep going. Keep going strong. What do you reckon?
Oh, listen, I suppose.
Listen.
And don't be afraid to say you're sorry.
That's an important one.
Mm.
Yeah. With me at the moment is Mid-Murray Citizen of the Year, Barry Burdett. Having worked in the CFS for 48 years, you must have seen quite a lot and been a part of quite a few significant fires over the years. Is that right, Barry?
What I've seen is we've gone from ratty old fire trucks to a modern fleet of some of the best trucks in the country. That was the biggest transition, I think, of seeing that. One of the highlights, I think, was two stints in Sydney in the early 90s to the bushfires over there. That was an eye-opener.
Mm.
South Australia took over brand-new trucks and everything, and we were king of the road. But South Australia suffered Ash Wednesday. That's why we now have a very well-equipped fire service. And I'm just a spare wheel around the place these days. I still drive a truck, but I've stepped down from officer positions and mainly because I don't want to do it anymore. So
yeah, fair enough. It's a lot to process, I imagine.
Too old.
Mm. Mm. But, I mean, it sounds like there's lots of different things that you can do in the CFS, so it's a good
team. Oh, yeah, I'm still an active firefighter, but I don't take officer roles or administration roles. With Dad's Army, all the daytime firefighters are nearly all over 70 because everybody else is working, so. But that's how it works. We're happy. We haven't killed anybody yet. So,
Yeah. Is there anything that you notice? Is there anything that you wish more residents were conscious of during bushfire events or in the bushfire season generally?
Clean up your backyard's the main thing. I travel through the hills and I sort of cringe when I see what's going to happen there. But volunteers, I wish a few more would put their hand up to join CFS. That's the biggest bugbear of everything I'm in lines, and we're looking for younger persons to keep up the work we do, and the CFS is the same. But Manham CFS is very good numbers-wise, and the age is pretty good, but the availability of crew members during working hours is a problem. So that's when us oldies come in, and we still do it.
Did you have any close calls during bushfire events?
One got a bit sticky out in the Rockley Highs. We're just happy to get out of it, but that was our own fault. We put ourselves there, but got a bit smoky. But generally, it's just you've got a crew of four or five people who look after everybody else, and you're becoming more and more conscious of, you know, don't go there. It's the biggest thing, I think, is you don't have to go in certain situations because it's dangerous. And, but yeah, the trucks are very, very protective these days. So and it's a reasonably safe occupation. I mean, reasonably, but fires, there's no rules for fires. So they know the rules, we don't. So
yeah, I mean, yeah, we're seeing bigger, more extreme fires, but we're also at that point where our technology is improving so much, so we've got better communication now, right?
Communications are excellent. We're getting some pretty big fire bombers, and they are in the air as soon as the pages go off, just about on bad days. So, yes, we've got everything we need. We just need hands on deck and keep on keeping on.
Any plans for the future? You're going to keep on keeping on?
I'd like to make me 50 years. So far, I think I probably could, unless I get kicked out, and that's not likely. So. But it'd be a milestone, and I quite enjoy doing it. So while I'm able, you know, I feel I'm fit and able to be able to do it still, and I'll keep going as long as I can.
Well, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on your 50 years with your wife as well, and also on receiving a recognition from the Mid-Murray Council on Citizen of the Year, Barry Burdett. Lovely to talk to you.
Thank you very much.